Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. Today is Denver Day. If you are coming to our show, we cannot wait to see you. Right now, we are still in New York, but we are flying soon to Denver, and we're very excited about it. How are you feeling
today?
A little
time travel.
Yeah.
Good. I'm excited.
A deep sigh.
Deep breath.
Well, it's just because we have a lot. We have a lot in the next couple of days. I will not... This comes out on... Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm good. I play tonight. Just gotta make sure I don't spoil the dozen while we're on the pod, while we're recording. But I'm pretty sure my match is tonight, which I literally just retweeted. I mean, sorry, now it's confusing because I'm saying tonight, but it's our final match is the second round. Tonight. Yes. Okay. So
okay.
The experts are going to Chicago.
Yes.
We made it to the Final Four.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very excited. But that means I'm getting on a plane Thursday morning to Chicago from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are going to be recording without me.
Yes.
It's Thursday.
Going to be me, Noah, Devin, and Sarah.
It's just like
doing the podcast.
Like when mom's not around.
It's the first time we've ever done that.
What are the kids going to say?
It is going to be the first time we've ever done that. I'm going to try to keep everybody in check, Fran. You know me, keeping everyone in check.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure I, put my teacher hat on.
That is what you are known for.
Yeah, keeping everyone in check, not being wild.
I'm excited, though. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for Denver also.
Yes, I'm very excited. We have a lot of travel coming up. We have Denver. You're going to Chicago. Then we're going to Minneapolis. And then we're going to L.A. for something pretty cool that we'll talk about later on. No, it's nothing, No interview. I don't want to like hype anybody like that.
I think we could kind of like. Can we say it? No,
I don't know.
Hosting an event.
Yeah, we're hosting something. You'll know about it soon.
Yeah, you could say it, just not what.
We're hosting something. We'll let everybody know soon.
Yeah.
And that'll be in LA, and we're super excited about that.
And then one in New York also. Yeah.
Well, since we said we're going to LA and we're doing an event, we could say that it has to do with something fun. A new movie, No Hard Feelings, with Jennifer Lawrence, from the director of Good Boys and co-writer of Bad Teacher, comes No Hard Feelings. It's an edgy, R-rated, laugh-out-loud comedy that stars Jennifer Lawrence like you've never seen her before. This will be the comedy event of the summer. You know we love a good comedy movie, and we love Jennifer Lawrence, so combine the two.
It's going to be great. Funny. She is very, very funny.
This kind of outrageous comedy that you need to see in theaters so you can hear the laughter with you, around you, go with your friends, get a good laugh in for the summer.
Get your snacks.
Yep, and the movie is about Maddie, who is played by Jennifer Lawrence, has one summer to make a man out of Percy, the other character, before he goes off to college. And so you can only imagine Jennifer Lawrence in that role. I'm so excited. I love Jennifer Lawrence. I love anytime she's in a movie, you got to watch it because she's just that great of an actress. And we love comedy movies.
I know. When I saw Jennifer Lawrence R-rated comedy, that spiked my interest big time because she hasn't really done a lot of that recently, and she's so good at it.
Yeah.
Her comedic timing is unreal.
And she's so naturally funny, so you can only imagine her in a comedy movie.
Exactly.
No Hard Feelings is exclusively in movie theaters June 23rd. Get your tickets now. It's rated R, so be prepared.
Yep.
Exclusively in movie theaters June 23rd. Make a little fun little trip out of it with your friends. Go to the movies, laugh with them, laugh with the people around you. Go see No Hard Feelings. Lots of traveling.
Yeah.
Lots of traveling going on. So we're excited about that. It's hard to like get all like cozy at home when you know you're just packing up to leave again. Like right now,
my apartment.
My apartment. I know.
I
feel a bit messy, mate.
I feel bad too because anytime I travel so often, in my mind, if I don't immediately put all my like toiletries and stuff away, my makeup away, then I'm leaving it all over the counter, and I'm just counting down the days. I'm like, well, I'm not going to put it all away. Now I leave in 2 days.
Yeah.
So I've had it just everywhere.
That's basically been what we've been doing for the last couple days.
Yeah.
And
it's just spread out everywhere.
Yeah. And that'll be the same way for the next 3 weeks. But that's okay. We're excited. I love being on the road with you guys. Some crazy antics. Maybe we'll meet the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader guys again at the...
Are you guys going to go to the Sky Club today?
Depends on my timing here. I've really... Talk about procrastination. Fran's a big
I have not the day of.
Yeah, I
leaving.
Have not finished packing.
For a trip.
However, like, I know everything. If I didn't have what I was wearing decided or like options, I've got some things I'm throwing. Like, it's all laid out on my bed. It's just not in the suitcase yet.
Yeah.
So that's what I have to do.
Right. You just have to put it in there and just, get it to the airport.
Zip it up. Yes. Do my carry-on. Throw all my toiletries together. Right. What's normally nice, talk about luxury, is when we travel for shows, I don't have to bring all my makeup because Haley comes and she does our makeup, but...
You gotta pack
because I gotta go to fucking Chicago. I gotta bring it all because I gotta do it myself. They don't take care of me at the dozen like they do with the Chicks in the Office live shows. I don't get
fucking
the
disrespect.
They say, I'll throw her up there.
She'll do great.
She doesn't need makeup on stage.
She doesn't need makeup to answer those trivia questions.
Yeah, no. So,
but yeah, we're excited. Denver, bring your signs if you're listening to this early on. And if you're listening later on, you're probably not at the show.
Yeah. Not at the show, or you forgot your sign.
Yeah, that which would be quite disappointing. I have really psyched myself out about the altitude in Chicago.
Denver.
Sorry. You said Chicago so many times.
I know, I did.
Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing that, because we've been to Denver before and we were fine.
I honestly blame Trent, because we told him we were going to Colorado.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I can't breathe in Colorado. And I was like, what? And then he was like, you know, the altitude thing. And
okay,
then I was
well,
like,
maybe he
what?
Has an established issue already with it.
Yeah. I have inhalers, so we're
and
good.
So
you
now
don't have an established issue.
I know. And now it's, for the past couple of days, I'm
it's
like, fuck, this is it altitude or altitude?
Altitude. Oh, we said it two different ways.
Wait, what? No, we both said altitude.
Oh, we did.
Altitude,
I said altitude.
Not
okay.
Altitude.
Altitude.
Altitude. So this altitude's got me fucked up.
Yeah.
Apparently you get drunker quicker.
That is true.
I've been thinking to myself, like, take it easy on the shots.
I'm going to be so drunk.
You better watch out.
This is the first time I've been to Denver for not a Jonas Brothers related event. The first time was when we all went and went to the brewery and hung out with them and did the interview. The second time was when went with my friends to see them at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I definitely felt, had a couple tall boys at Red Rocks, and you feel great.
Sick.
But yeah, so sick. So sick.
You feel good, but it gets you quicker.
Yeah, and yeah, I really... I don't think you're going to have an issue.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fine. I'm just like in my head about the altitude, but we're going to work through it.
Totally going to be okay.
It's
going to
be great.
Yes.
All right, let's get into the topics for today's show.
Oh, can I do one little weekly watch report PSA just for me, because I won't be here on Thursday?
Oh, yeah. We can accept that.
Thank you. I just want to, if you accept, I don't have a full thing, but I just have one, because I got back into, I was late to starting it. But The Great season 3 came out, and it's all the episodes are out. It is just a phenomenal show. Mm-hmm. It is so underrated. It is so funny. If you're not watching The Great, you really should be. I love Nicholas Hoult. We were so close to getting him on this show recently, and then it didn't happen, and I was so upset.
Yeah.
And Elle Fanning is also fantastic.
And then Noah saw him in the airport.
Yes.
I've met him before, so...
Yeah,
no big deal.
Yes. Go to.
We worked on a movie together.
Yeah.
We did.
No, I know.
I know. But
yeah, you are a Nicholas Hoult fan.
I do love him. I really do. And this
I just don't know.
Show is so good.
I can't place him in anything but The Menu.
Mad Max.
Seen it. X-Men.
Never seen it.
Warm Bodies.
Haven't seen it. I'm an uncultured swine.
Wait, who did he date? Didn't he date a famous
Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
For a very long time.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, he's married.
Yeah. He is. I highly recommend, if you have not watched The Great, jump into it. This third season, I was LOLing by myself over the weekend watching alone.
So great.
Oh, I've watched 4 episodes so far. I give it an A. I think it's so good. I think he would love it too. Like, it's very funny. I think everyone would love it.
All right.
I watched the first season. I never watched the second
season. Oh, you only
watched
the first one?
Only the first one.
Oh. It's gotten funnier, I think.
Really?
So are we going to do a weekly watch report on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like it'll be a little more jumbled for you guys. Yeah, for you
guys.
We'll
all give it. Devin. We'll hear Devin, Sarah.
Yeah. All right. Everybody's weekly watch report.
Yeah. And for those with the VPNs, Love Island UK just started jumping in.
I'm going to have to catch up on that.
I'm excited.
It's only one episode.
So far, so good. I like the vibes of the contestants off the bat more than I did the winter season.
Yeah.
I get good vibes from them. There's one girl named Molly that I feel like everybody's really going to
like. Shocker.
Yeah, shocker.
There's a girl named Molly.
There's a blonde named Molly. And she's adorable, and I feel like she's going to be a fan favorite. That's an early prediction.
There's nothing like Love Island UK in the summer.
Ugh, God,
it's just that special feeling.
I know. I was glued to my laptop watching it when Joe came home, and he was like, "Oh, great. You busy every day for the next 2 months?" And I'm like, "Yep."
Tell him to hop on board.
I know. He jumps in and out sometimes, but it's it is hard when it really is on every day.
It is every day. I like to bank them. And
yeah,
then
I know.
Go back
I know.
And watch them
I do
because
too.
I'm greedy. I want more and more.
Yeah, I do too. Normally.
All right, let's get into the topics.
Yes.
Maddie Healy and Taylor Swift have
allegedly broken up.
Pete Davidson left a strong voicemail for PETA because they came for him for not adopting a dog. Drew Barrymore clarifies the comments made about her mom. Page Six said that she wanted her mom dead. That is not what she said. Yeah. And we're going to talk about the Summer House reunion. So let's get into the topics. I have a nice little slicked back bun going on today.
You do.
You know, and sometimes it's just easy to get out of the shower, slick back your hair. And I did that thanks to Way products. Every time I get out of the shower and I brush my hair, I use that Way leave-in conditioner, which is the best leave-in conditioner. I've been using it for years and I genuinely think it has made such a difference on my hair. I use it every time after the shower, spray it in, boom, boom, brush it back. Tie it up and there you go, all slicked back. Way has the best products from their anti-dandruff shampoo and their conditioner and their cleanse, their detox shampoo conditioner, their body scrub, which I use all the time, especially in the summer with their body cream after that. Smells delicious. I also love their rosé body and hair oil, which you can put on after you do all of that after the shower when you're done and you're just glistening.
Rosé.
Sorry, I said rosé.
You did say rosé.
I meant rose. Yeah. Or maybe, I feel like there's an accent on it.
I think it's rose.
Now I have to look, but it's rose. Anyways, yes, it's rose, hair and body oil. I love using that in the summer. It smells delicious and it just tops you off. You know, you're stepping outside, shorts, skirt, dress on, your legs are glistening.
It makes your hair routine so easy. I know sometimes it's hard to stick to a routine, but Way is the perfect way to just have those easy steps.
Right.
And take care of your hair from in the shower to out of the shower. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nourish your hair every day and keep it looking its best with shampoo and conditioner from Way. And if you're not sure about your hair type, they have a hair quiz online that helps find the Way products for you. Get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Go to theouai.com and use code CHICKS for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code CHICKS. All right, the long national nightmare of Swifties is over, potentially. Maddie Healy and Taylor Swift have allegedly broken up.
Yeah. All the tabloids are saying that they have broken up. Dumois is adamant that they were never even really together in the first place. Well, they were dating, but there's really no, label on it.
They were hooking up.
Which, honestly, realistically, makes the most sense. And now, like I was saying on Monday, he's touring, she's touring, they're busy, can't see each other, things could fizzle out. But from what Dumois was sharing, it's that nothing crazy happened. They were never really together, but they could still be seen together at some point. Just right now, they're both very busy.
Yeah.
While on the opposite side of that is these articles coming out saying they, are broken up.
Right. I feel like there wouldn't be articles saying they were broken up if there wasn't an actual thing. Like, maybe they weren't official boyfriend, girlfriend.
For sure.
But there was definitely a thing happening and may still be happening, according to Dumas.
Right.
But I don't know.
And
I,
people were pointing to her being very sad during the
she was
last
emotional.
Chicago show. There was some tears shed, people think.
Yeah. I think that she's... Listen, she was going through a breakup of 6 years with somebody. She... started dating this guy.
I think she thought she was going to marry.
She thought she was going to marry. And she starts dating this guy, and everybody can't stand him. Yep. And I want to go back to what I said on Monday when I said, like, people shouldn't lose sleep over things he says, because somebody messaged me, and I thought about it a lot more after this person messaged me, and they were like, I don't think that you, like, meant it in this way, but he really has said some horrific things. And I dug a little deeper.
Yeah.
And what I meant when I was saying, like, you shouldn't lose sleep over what he says is because I don't think of him as a respectable human being. When they first started dating, I was like, he's repulsive. Like, I'm repulsed by him. So what I was trying to say was, like, I don't think we should let this disgusting human hold any weight to what he says. But I realized that's not, like, the correct way to look at things because obviously it does hold weight, and it's not really my choice to, or my right to, tell people whether or not they should be offended by what he said, because if you're offended by something he said, then you have every right to be. And I think that I said it wrong, and it was shitty, and I didn't do enough research.
Honestly, I think you were coming from a place where you just saw him saying, like, I think you just more related that part of what he said to more of what we do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, more of,
and
like,
not actual horrible things he said. Like, I didn't see
I think
the...
you came more from a place of, like, hey, sometimes I say silly stuff on this podcast. Yeah. I don't want people to, like, really think about it too much. Yeah. Like, I'm not thinking about it.
Right.
In context of what he was saying, obviously very different, because he used that reasoning as an excuse to excuse terrible things he said,
which I didn't understand at the time. And then I looked into what he actually said, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
And he just has, like, a record of doing these things. I just, because we were saying, like, he's rude and this and that, and it, like, goes way deeper than that.
Yeah.
And so I felt bad after I said that, because I was like, you know, it's not really my right to tell people whether or not they should be offended, because I also didn't do the proper research.
Yeah.
So I think Taylor can do way better than this man, clearly.
I really want to. I hope this to be over.
Do you think that that is something that could have maybe caused them to stop talking? Do you think 100%. She could have been like, all right, you know, maybe this guy just really isn't for me?
100%. I also really hope this isn't the case, but I would also hope that she isn't so taken with him that she knows that there is public backlash about their relationship. And because now that they're physically not in the same places, they won't be seen together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like somebody from her camp could put out that they've broken up, helps her, but they could still be talking, that kind of thing, which is obviously very possible. But like we said 9 million times.
We said it in the beginning,
he's
repulsive.
So much better than him.
And, like, him just, like, I don't know, just the everything about him.
Exactly. And people have been criticizing her moves and her judgments because of it. And especially, you know, like, she did the Karma remix with Ice Spice, and Matty Healy, those comments he made about Ice Spice is what led him to make that statement. Mm-hmm. So it's like, does she see what he's doing and is trying to, like, make up for it? Or, you know, not make up for it, but in a way not directly acknowledge what he's saying, but showing her support.
Yeah.
When in reality it's just like, do you really like this guy that much? No. Like,
there's so many other,
please,
there's so many other guys out there,
loose.
Taylor.
Yeah. So hopefully he stays on tour forever.
Yeah. And they're so busy anyway. They don't have enough time right now.
Yeah. If he could just, like, stay on tour forever, Taylor can do her shows and she can meet a nice, respectable man that's not named Matty Healy.
Yeah.
We have been traveling nonstop, and when we are doing that, you know, you got to get around. So Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want for just about any occasion from a community of local hosts across the US, UK, Canada, and Australia. You can book an SUV for a road trip, something easy and affordable for getting around on vacation, or test drive an EV. Maybe you also have a special occasion, you want to get something real nice, you can do that as well. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. We are headed to LA, like we said, so it'll be great to use Turo out there, pick up a car, get it, you know, it's that easy, and we will be able to get around wherever we need to go. Noah's been using Turo on the weekends to get out of the city, get to the beach, which is great for those in New York City who feel like it's hard to find a way to get out, get a car. Turo is the way to do it. So find your drive. Forget boring rental cars at Turo.com.
All right, moving on. Pete Davidson left this voicemail because he was seen getting a dog with his girlfriend, and he was not adopting a dog. And
he was in one of those New York City pet stores.
And it upset a lot of people, and PETA got involved. And Pete Davidson is very upset because they don't know anything about his life and how he is allergic to dogs. And I think we just have to play the voicemail.
Play the voicemail.
Received today at 2:41 p.m.
Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphne. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs, so I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad, so I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired you and
end of message.
Okay, number one thought, did not know you could leave a voicemail for PETA. Like,
didn't know that either.
That was a thing.
I'd imagine they get some crazy voicemails.
I would imagine so. Like, I would love to know how this got filtered through, or if maybe he left a voicemail. He says a name at the beginning, I think. So maybe he sent a voicemail directly to, like, the PETA spokesperson, maybe left it on the line for that person. I don't know. This is the thing with PETA. They make a lot of good points. Sometimes things are very extreme, but they are very vocal when it comes to animals and celebrities across the board, like, and about anybody and anything. It just always feels like you can't go up against PETA. Just let PETA do what they do. And Pete Davidson clearly felt like he needed to defend himself here, and he stands by it. So he says, he told TMZ, you know, he was upset. He was defending his family, where his mom and sister were very upset about losing their dog, which of course is very upsetting. He was trying to like cheer them up, make them feel better about it. But yeah, it that's a very slippery slope when it comes to the adopt versus buy. People have very strong opinions. We don't need to debate that right now.
No,
it's a very, like, so many people obviously fight for these things and talk about them. The one thing I will say, those New York City puppy stores should all be shut down. They are terrible. They really are terrible.
Yeah.
I do not love that Pete Davidson bought a dog in a New York City puppy store. I don't think that's a great vibe.
But then what happens to those puppies?
I know.
That were in that store.
But
like, because it is, conditions in a city.
It has to start somewhere
puppy
where
store.
The demand can't be there for these stores to say open. The stores, these stores have to close it somehow.
Yeah. I feel bad. Like, I just feel bad for because New York City stores are awful. But then you think about, like, all the puppies that are in those stores and the pets that are in those stores, and if they shut them down, where do those guys go?
I don't know. I think a lot of them, when they don't get purchased in the stores do end up in shelters.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, and it's a crazy business, that world. But Pete Davidson, very upset.
Very, very upset.
I just, the way, I know it's, the way he says, like, you know, I'm allergic. And the only breed I can have is a Cavapoo. It's like, well, really?
I doubt. I think
he definitely wanted that to go public.
Right. I also like doubt that's the only breed.
I know. If he is allergic, there are plenty of hypoallergenic dogs out there. And he was just like, I must have a Cavapoo.
It was a funny voicemail.
It was. Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime you end something with like, suck my dick.
Right.
The voicemail's going to go viral.
Yeah. Yeah. I really, you know, didn't know that you could leave a voicemail for PETA.
And every time you say PETA, it sounds like
PETA.
PETA Malak.
Lois on Family Guy.
Oh, I was thinking of Hunger Games.
PETA. Right? Yeah, like PETA.
PETA.
I bet a lot of people.
Oh, PETA.
More people are going to be leaving voicemails for PETA now because they know that it's possible.
Yeah, that's. Just feel like Pete
suck my dick.
Feel like Pete Davidson would
imagine
have been
being
way
like the person who heard that for the first time. Like, whoa, what? Whoa! You think that's like, actually Pete Davidson?
Yeah, it's like Pete
Guys,
Davidson.
I think Pete Davidson's calling.
Yeah, Pete Davidson would have been a lot way better off just letting that go. You know, just
he felt passionate about it.
Clearly,
but. Yeah. All right, moving on. Weird topics today. Drew Barrymore had to clarify that she did not say that she cannot wait for her mom to die, because Page Six said that she said she can't wait for her mom to die. And that is not what Drew Barrymore said. And
the headline was insane.
Yeah. And then she had to make a video where she said, like, how dare you say that I said that? Don't twist her words. She was very passionate. It's such a sick thing to say. And then what I found funny was all the responses to that video of Jeanette McCurdy's book, I'm Glad My Mom Died, where everyone was like, but if you did say it, we'd support you.
Right. If you did feel that way. She, I'm trying to find the, oh yeah. Drew Barrymore admits she wishes her mother Jade was dead. Quote, I cannot wait. That was the headline.
Which then I read and I was still confused. Like when I read like the context of which Drew Barrymore said, I still was like, I do understand how that could be taken as she's meaning she can't wait for her mom to die. That's not what she said.
That's not what she said.
But I could understand like how it could be twisted.
Yeah. You know, she said, she was talking to New York Magazine, and so she then, like you said, put out a video where she said she did not, absolutely did not wish for that to happen, and clarified more in her statement. It really, it goes to show time and time again how the written word versus the spoken word can be taken in so many different ways.
It really can.
It really can, because when you read it, you're like, oh, maybe you can see how it could have been interpreted a different way. But then when you watch Drew's video and hear her explain what she was saying, it's like, oh, that's what she meant.
I think anytime something is written out and you can't hear the tone in which people are saying it, and there's context left out, it's always worse than if you listen to what somebody's saying.
Totally.
That's the danger of the internet these days, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Moving on, last topic, we're going to be talking about Summer House Reunion.
Yes. Last part, end of the season.
Kinda. Eh.
I don't know how they are still in a place where they like ended and Andy said, you know, do you feel like you could all still be together next summer? These people do not like each other. And that's fine. Like, no, you don't obviously have to be friends with everybody you're in a summer house with, but it's so obvious now that it just feels like you're going to be watching two groups that would not mingle on a show. I don't know if maybe that would change, but it felt so clearly, you know, Lindsay, Carl, and the newbies. Kyle kind of sways back and forth, of course, because of his relationship with Carl. And I think the new people mostly like the other people I know, that Gabby and Sierra maybe had some issues, but them and Amanda, Paige, Sierra, Maya.
I was happy to see Kyle and Carl have a discussion.
Yeah.
And they hugged it out. And it was nice to see them both kind of take accountability for their actions, and Kyle airing out Carl's business and then getting more clarification on, you know,
yeah,
Carl.
Would have been really nice if Lindsay and Danielle could have handled right. their situation like Carl and Kyle did.
Right. Watching Carl and Kyle, I don't know how Lindsay and Danielle didn't stand up and go, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm wrong. And then the other person yeah. would go, you know what? I was wrong too. Hopefully you would think that happens.
Kyle, his straight up best friend, told the world that he showed up coked out at work, yeah. which I'd be pretty pissed about.
Mm-hmm.
My friend and they were able to work through it. And I just, Lindsay and Danielle could not, their points, they just can't seem to let go of different things. Lindsay seems a little bit more to me that she can't let go of it. Danielle seemed a little bit more, like, taking a little bit more ownership for what she did and apologizing. And it just didn't really feel like Lindsay was receptive to it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, I just feel like Lindsay in her mind made up, like, I don't really care to be close to you anymore, regardless of what you say. Because it still went back and forth until the end, and Andy kind of explained it in a very, he summed it up very well at the mm-hmm. end, and I'm not going to be able to redo what he did, but I felt like he summed it up really well at the end, and they still, it still felt like there was some tension there.
Definitely. And I just think that both parties are stubborn.
Yeah.
And sometimes that happens. Like, nobody wants to admit when they're wrong. But sometimes when you admit you're wrong, then the other person also admits they're wrong. And then it's a beautiful combination right. of people like Kyle and Carl coming together and be like, I was wrong, you were wrong, but you were right in this. You know, like,
I just don't think Lindsay's going to get over that she ruined her engagement party no. in her mind. Like, even when Danielle was like, I do apologize for that. I, mm-hmm. you know, I regret doing that. And she still was like, I was, you know, I was emotional, and that's,
yeah.
you know, I, but, and it, Lindsay still kind of went back to, was like, you know, look what you did at my engagement party.
But so. Also, like, as, like, Lindsay should just be like, whatever, like, I got engaged, it was awesome. You know,
yeah,
and like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, yes, Danielle yeah. did the what she did, and you could be upset at that.
And
of
I wonder
course.
In the moment if the engagement party really felt ruined to her, you know?
Right. Or did she only find out about it after?
Did it feel ruined afterwards?
Right.
Because people were telling her, slash, when she watched the episode.
Yeah.
Like, in the moment, was she that upset?
It would be interesting to know if, like, it was made clear to Lindsay that night or yeah. if she found out afterwards.
I mean, obviously, they had drama afterwards. They, like, were yeah. leaving the house, and that was, right. like, with Carl. And
That whole yeah. thing was unfortunate. Yeah. Yeah. And I've said before, like, I, like, don't agree with how Danielle acted at
no,
all.
No.
But also, with Lindsay, it's, like, just, you know, be happy with your engagement. And if somebody pissed you off, like, they yeah. pissed you off, and rub it off your shoulder, you know? They both have wrongs, and they both have rights about it.
Roback is ready to match your busy summer schedule with clothing that'll keep you comfortable all day long. Sporty and functional to match your active lifestyle, the only way to describe it is best fit, best feel. From their active dresses and skorts to their polos and joggers, Roback has you covered for any activity on a hot summer day. They use fabrics that are breathable, quick dry, and moisture wicking with great stretch that'll keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling fresh. They also have a ton of new designs for the 4th of July. It's time to grab some Roback. Also, Father's Day is around the corner. It is great. It's the perfect place to shop for dad for Father's Day. Everybody always loves a good Roback polo. I've gotten my dad them for Father's Day plenty of times. He loves them. The quarter zips also. And honestly, the active dresses and skorts are great. The dress is super comfortable, easy to throw on, walk around the city, especially on those really hot days where you don't want to be in a ton of clothes, but the perfect active dress is a great fit. So use the code CHICKS on Roback.com for 20% off your first order of performance skorts, joggers, hoodies, or a gift for dad. That's spelled Roback.com. That's 20% off with the code CHICKS.
I saw somebody right about Amanda. There are one thing Amanda's going to do is see both sides. And like, it's so true though, she because does. You really can though, in certain situations, you really can see both sides to a situation. Sometimes one person happens to be more right than the other, usually. But like something like this, I just think it comes down to like, if they really wanted to be friends, if one of them really, really cared about the other one, they would make a declaration to the other person being like, I really care about you as my friend, and we need to fix this because we're friends and we're gonna be friends, we're still gonna be best friends. Yeah. And they'd work through it, but neither of them seem to be really doing that. Of course, Danielle seems a little bit more upset that they're not friends than Lindsay, but I think sometimes you have to put your pride aside and be like, yeah, I want you to be my friend, Lindsay.
Yeah, and I do think there's was more to unpack, and there were some whispers from Paige about it too, like that Lindsay, a lot of it felt like she was upset about Danielle being friends with the other girls, mm-hmm, which I feel like probably has some validity to it. They clearly all don't get along, and it's been, I feel like, maybe forced a little bit these past few seasons, and now they're just kind of letting it fly. But I was just browsing like social media comments and whatnot, seeing what people were saying post reunion, and boy, it is split. Like, there are people that love Lindsay and Carl and think like, you know, Kyle's playing two sides, or they think that the girl, like, dubbing the other girls just like mean girls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's feels like it's really split and divided now, which is not great, I think, as far as like a good formula for a show.
For living in a house together.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the fans are like so divided and feel so passionately about it, it's like, that's, I don't know if that makes for a good summer should be fun show, you know?
If it was a reality show where they all lived in separate houses and whatever, different, yeah, but like, like Real Housewives of New Jersey, like Teresa and Melissa hating each other, but they don't live in the same house. These people all have to spend, it's supposed to be about friends in a summer house.
Right.
Together.
It's just turned into a different type of show.
Yeah.
Is it's the way thing. Different. Like, it's a different type of show. But yeah, it was definitely interesting to see that dynamic play out. And I think, you know, I don't know.
Do you think it's going to stay the same?
I don't know. The way it ended made me feel like, kind of, but I also don't really see how that happens.
I do think it's going to stay the same too, and then I think this will be it.
Yeah. They do. I know my friends were saying like they really need some more like single guys to mix it up, mm-hmm, but I think it's very hard for them. We've talked about this with them, that it's very hard for them to find single guys to go on this that show mesh, that, yeah, you know, want to be on reality TV but are, you know, somewhat normal.
They got to look into the Netflix pool.
Yeah. Lots
of submissions over there.
Right. It's just like some kind of crossover element here or something, because they just, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because it does feel like it's hard to bring, mm-hmm, new people in. So I don't know.
Who knows? Third part of Vanderpump Reunion will be tonight. And we're going to freaking be at our show. We're going to be running off stage to catch what happened with the
last
big
5 minutes,
the big
said.
Reveal. Can't wait to find out what it is, because weeks now people are talking about this big reveal. But
Our live show is going up against the Vanderpump and the NBA Finals, and we're in Denver, obviously.
Oh.
I saw people being like, could you move the show up so we don't miss the first part of the game?
Wow, you know, I didn't even really think about that until right now.
Didn't think about that either.
Well, they're playing in Miami.
In Miami, but still, like, if you're a Denver fan, you know.
No, definitely. There's not much we can do there about that.
We'll give
that.
Score updates.
I mean, our show's
it's only like one quarter.
Yeah.
The game starts
they'll
at 8:30.
They'll make it through. They'll survive.
It's like an hour.
Probably. Well,
or like 30,
no,
45
what time
minutes.
Does the game
oh, their time.
Start their
oh, they're
time.
Gonna miss. So, yeah, their time would start at like...
Is the game 8:30 Eastern?
It's all right, guys. We can't change
Eastern.
The show now.
So that's at 6:30.
We can't change the show now.
Oh, shit.
It's,
I keep forgetting. Wait, 2 hours?
People will catch the first half.
1 hour.
Denver is 2 hours.
Wow, I'm really just Denver. I don't know, man.
You are all over the place with these time differences. You cannot keep up. He was like, when we said, it was like, the flight's around 4 hours. He was like... What?
I thought it was 2 hours.
I was like, no, well, the time that's on there is local time.
Unfortunate. Yeah. All right, guys, that wraps up today's show, and we can't wait to see all your faces in Denver and Minneapolis next Woo-hoo! Week, our last show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We're so close to bleaching Noah's head, which we are so excited about. We love you guys. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Just us.
Kids
yeah,
table.
Sam's friend.
Oh, man. That should be fun. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.